Welcome to Zydeco San Pasale. I know those of you who have been tuned in since 8 o'clock this morning, I know most of you have enjoyed that, like the Matoya, like Portia Matoya.
Portia.
From Lake Charles, and she said her brother heard the song all the way in North Carolina and want to just say how he enjoyed that and how everybody got excited when they heard that from Rusty Matoya.
Rusty Matoya.
And also, Mark Thibodeau. Want to say hello to his son, Peter Thibodeau, who's in Los Angeles getting the Super Bowl ready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He's working the Super Bowl.
He what?
And he's getting things ready for the Super Bowl.
He's inviting the world to his house for the Super Bowl?
I think so.
We have a million people at his house.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to watch the Super Bowl. They say it on the radio.
Well, the Thibodeaux are always ready.
Oh, yeah, Thibodeaux. Yeah.
Now, Rita Monette. Shirley, do you?
Where's Rita Monette from?
Right here in life. Yeah, you remember?
I know some Monette. Monette, the guitar player.
The guitar player.
And he passed away. We missed him.
That's right. That's right. He just kind of slipped away.
Yeah.
Anyway, Shirley Duhon said personally that she just wanted to say hello and reach out to her. And many others just wanted to say good morning to all of you. And also, too, I was talking to a young lady this morning over at a donut place, and she wants to buy herself a home, and I am supportive of that. And if you want to do it in Scott, go to Rural Development. And call them, and they can help you out.
And that's for anybody.
Anybody, especially if you have pretty good credit.
Yeah.
And
it works out well.
Because you're in a rural area.
Right.
And Scott, so I had told her about community development.
Right.
But then when I realized, she said, Scott, that she needs to go through rural development.
Sure.
And you can get yourself a home, because she said something about she wanted to save. She and someone else was talking about saving $10,000. I said, you want to buy a home? She said, yes, that's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
I said, well, maybe you want to call rural development.
Yeah.
You
may not have to use your $10,000.
Yeah, you don't need all of that.
Right.
Not rural development.
Right.
Some of it is zero.
Yeah.
And so you need to go and check that out, those of you. And just... And also, too, I just want to tell the folks out there, just be careful with this Omicron virus, because it is not here to just play around with you.
And
it's serious.
It was said that the Omicron is more contagious than the Delta was.
Right.
You know, so wear your mask. The other thing is that we have, you got some with Keith?
Yeah, Keith. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keith coming up. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow evening over at Park International.
International, yeah.
And the gate open at 6 o'clock, and the show begins at 7. And so, no, the gates open at 5, rather.
Right.
And the showtime begins at 6, and is the last until 10 o'clock. So if you would like to get your ticket, you have to go to KeithFrank.com and get your ticket. I don't think they have tickets at the gate.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. You probably might have to pay a little more at the gate.
That's right. If you want to do it in advance and have your ticket ready, go to KeithFrank.com, and you'll be all ready. So when you get there, and be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, be prepared for a heck of a show that Keith Frank will be putting on at Park International. That's tomorrow evening. Starting off at 6 until 10 o'clock. The gates open at 5. So Keith has promised and committed to entertain you with the best of ways and the music he can produce. And he says this, the message to all of you who have bad attitudes, he says he is not going to mess with you. If you want to start a fight or an argument with someone because they stepped on your valuable tennis shoes, which you consider life. So you need to stay home. Don't wear any shoes, or wear something that you consider that life is more important than your shoes. Because he says that people are coming to enjoy themselves. And those of you who can't understand on how to enjoy yourself in a crowd, he really doesn't want you there.
Nope. Stay home.
If you don't want to have fun,
stay home.
That's right.
And Monday is Martin Luther King birthday.
Correct.
And the days are off, so you're off tomorrow.
Yes, I am. And we have to remember that what Martin Luther King stood for, and it's not only for people of color, it's for everyone who were treated unfairly and denied many opportunities. And so, therefore, he was out there, and he sacrificed his life primarily for that. To make sure that fairness was spread for all all the people in this, these United States of America, because the country that's supposed to be the place where you have opportunities for all of you, not just one, but for everyone, because there's enough opportunities and enough things for everyone to share, not just one. Those are people who out there think that it's only for them. They're totally wrong, because you're only here for passing. And just remember, there were people be here before, long before you came here, and they were trying to help you get ready to face the struggle in this country when you first got here. And now you don't want them.
Well, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of things that's going to be going on between Sunday and Monday in reference to Martin Luther King celebration. On Monday, January 17, the Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday Commitment, the Lafayette is hosting a celebration of the holiday at the Martin Luther King Recreation Center. Due to an increase in the number of COVID cases, the activities will be held on one day, used to be 2 days. A prayer breakfast and an evening commemorative program will be scheduled in the days. Flag raising will be at 8:30 a.m., and this would be at the MLK Center. 8:30 a.m. will be flag raising. The prayer breakfast is going to be at 8:45. The speaker will be Chancellor John K. Pierre. In the evening commemorative program at 6 p.m., speaker will be Honorable Justice Bernard Johnson. And the Martin Luther King Recreation Center, located 309 Cora Street here in Lafayette. So it used to be an all-day event, but because of COVID, it will be 1 in the morning. The prayer breakfast, the raising of the flag at 8:30, and the prayer breakfast at 8:45, and then at 6 p.m. will be the commemorative talk, which would be speaker will be Honorable Justice Burnett Johnson. And there are other activities in the area. It's going to be a lot of things going on. Different cities have different things. Sunday, January 16, Jerusalem Baptist Church with Holy MLK Youth Musical at 3 p.m. Youth will perform songs, poems, and dances at 927 West 7th Street in Crowley. So Crowley's having something. Yeah. And on Monday in West Crowley, join the Crowley Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority for a Reverend Martin Luther King Day celebration. Parade will be held to honor the late King at noon. The parade will begin at MLK Center at 1725 West Hutchinson Avenue. They say it will be proceeded. It will proceed downtown Hutchinson Avenue and then turn right onto Western Avenue on 3rd Street. The parade will U-turn onto Western Avenue and the 7th Street and proceed to MLK Park on 7th Street and Avenue C. And at 1 p.m., there will be a laying of the wreath and a MLK celebration and program. To contact organizers for the event, contact Sharon Rawls, chapter president at Sharon.link@yahoo.com on Yvonne D. Mills, event chair at ymills@coxnet. On Monday, January 17th, in rain, a march will begin at 9:30 a.m. to honor the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and we'll proceed to the Rain Civic Center. From there, a flag-raising ceremony will take place. The public will take part in a program, a health fair, with door prizes, awards, and food. The event will conclude at 3 p.m. The Rain Civic Center is located at 1210 Frog Festival Drive. So a lot of things going on. And please, talk to your kids. We shouldn't have any gunplay this weekend.
No, nothing.
No gunplay this weekend as respect of Dr. Martin Luther King. So we need to be passing that message on and talking about that, and parents covering why there is a holiday. Many of them going to be enjoying it because of the holiday. And we need to respect the man, you know, and just we shouldn't have any gun violence, any violence, period, during today and the rest of the weekend and also on Monday. So if we could do that, that would be great, a great way to honor him. Absolutely. Dr. Martin Luther King, because there's going to be a lot of TV programs in reference to Dr. Martin Luther King. I would suggest that you let your kids see it. Let them see what's going on and how it works. Because there's going to be some stuff on TV that you're not going to like seeing, but it's the true thing.
That's
actually what happened in Montgomery, Alabama. They're going to show all of that.
Oh,
so it would be good for them to see what actually happened during the Martin Luther King era. So if you get an opportunity, talk to your kids and your grandkids and sit down and let's watch these programs. And so you can answer questions and they can understand how things have evolved since that time. And that would be a great thing to do
with
your kids and your grandkids this weekend. Educate them on the past.
It's important.
Very.
It's important.
It might help them in school.
That's right. I want to also, leaving Dr. Martin Luther King celebration on a birthday as well, too, and I want to say pretty happy birthday to my cousin, Pickle, who will be celebrating his birthday, his 85th birthday, this Monday. Also,
he gave you permission to say say his age?
Well, yeah. He's only a few months younger than, he's older than me. He's a few months older than me.
Okay, let's get it straight now. Is he younger?
No, he's older than
me. He's older than you. I mean, an hour don't mean that much, Jimmy.
Oh, no, but he's older because I always tell him, man, he walked bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, Charles Kennedy, good morning to you. And my brother all the way in California, Edward, good morning to you. And hopefully that all of you are doing well.
Yep.
Ronald Broussard up in Lincoln. And Melbourne, I have to say on a serious note, sir, that you have my condolences for the loss of your brother.
Yeah, thank you.
I know how it feels. I have gone through my little brother Earl.
Yep.
I miss that rascal.
Oh, yeah.
I call him a little rascal, but I miss him.
Yeah. You know, everybody's good, though. We're doing fine. He's in a much better place.
Yeah.
So he's doing good. Also, want to congratulate Michael Brown, who has been promoted to Major Michael Brown.
Major?
Mike Brown for the police department. Here in Lafayette.
Good.
He's a major now. So,
good.
Major Brown, congratulations,
Brown.
And keep doing what you're doing. We'll appreciate
that. And ladies and gentlemen, please, respect the police officers.
Oh, yes, they do need some respect.
Yeah, and also the healthcare workers.
Ooh, Lord, yes.
Please, when you see one buying something, sometime you might just want to say, look, don't worry about it. I'll pay for that.
You know, I was listening to the news, and they were saying that the Louisiana health care people were the lowest paid in the country. In the country. Now, you think we got the people it's not a difference in Corona in New York and Washington here. It's the same disease, and they're working just as hard, spending that much time to keep your loved one alive.
But what's
they need to pay them according to what they're
doing. What irritates me the most is that you have experts. Yeah, experts can make a mistake.
Right.
But experts are telling you this is what perhaps you need to do in order to alleviate some of the burdens that those healthcare people.
Right.
Go and get what, if you get sick.
Yeah.
Who do you go to?
And you're saying the other thing, too. If you go get tested.
Yes.
When you go get tested, at that point, you should continuously wear your mask. Now, let me explain a little bit about this mask. We get a little confused, I guess, with the mask.
Mm-hmm.
The mask is not necessarily, but it is, to let stuff in. But it keeps stuff from you going out. So if you have been tested, you should wear your mask because if you are positive, it's going to take a couple of days, maybe sometime, to find out if you're positive or negative. So during that period of time, you should wear a mask because you could be positive. Because if you don't wear a mask, and during that period of time, how many other people you've contacted? And maybe you have given it to them, and you have no idea that you've given it to them because you don't know.
But some people don't care.
Well, some people think, and if they could, that it doesn't matter. If I catch it, not a problem. Yeah, that's easy for you to say. If you could contain it just to you, be fine.
Yeah, but
but you cannot contain it just to you. You will spread it. But if you could just, if you get it and you could keep it just for yourself, hey, I have no problem. But you can't keep it. You will spread it to someone else. That's and guess who it's going to be? Your loved ones, the ones right next to you, your grandkids, your children, everybody, your uncles, your nephew, your whole family, because y'all are always talking and getting together. It's just a normal, natural nature thing.
That's all it is.
All right, more music. Elton, Louisiana, got a nice facility out there. Leroy looks good around there.
Third and one eye jacks, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, goosey, goosey. Mm-hmm.
It's raining in my heart when we are apart. It's raining in my heart when we are apart. Rainy night again tonight, and my baby's not around. So many songs about rain. Rainy night in Georgia. So many songs about rain. Somebody sing Kentucky rain. Blue eyes are crying.
Big trucks going out to you guys. Kevin Menard, hopefully you're doing well, buddy. And you and Sarah, hopefully it's, hey, I know it's still a tough time, but we wish you guys well, man. Wish you well. Big truck up on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Mac, Kevin, y'all riding in big trucks. Matthew, Chris. Sound like a big truck gang need to get together and have some fun.
Well, I met this girl the other day in the big city.
Oh, yeah.
I walked up, she put her hand up and stopped me.
Uh-oh.
She said, before you go on, you gotta tell me what you drive.
Ow!
Because if you ain't country, well, then my boy, you're wasting your time. I think I'm in love.
Justin going out to you this morning. Boo Zoo.
Well, so let the fish cool.
Tegon Caillou. Caillou, as you rolling down the interstate this morning, hopefully the traffic is moving just right.
Oh, come on, my papa.
All right, let's speed it up a little bit here. Michael Frank for the Franks this morning. Step into the rhythm. For those of you driving, you may want to check your speedometer.
Step into the rhythm.
JT, good morning to you. Herb, good morning. Jeffrey Broussard will be at Old Darby's tomorrow from 8 to 11. That's Old Darby in Karen Crow, 8 to 11. Jeffrey Broussard. I'll come back with some uplifting by Keith right after this.
Step into the rhythm, y'all.
Keep you going there, Caillou.
Step into the rhythm, y'all.
Mm-hmm. on that, but sometimes I have problems with it. So I'm praying on it, and I gotta pray about it.
This is my silent prayer. Lord, I'm willing, but still I trust you. I feel it, I'm drowning, but I know that you'll come through. Do you hear me praying in the night when I'm sleeping? Lord, I need a miracle. Well, that's what I'm needing. Father, I know sometimes that I don't talk to you like I should, and it seems like the times are bad. It's the only time I really do good, but I'm just a lowly sinner, one you can make a winner. Please pick me up and just carry me. I need an uplifting.
Can catch Keith live tomorrow at Park International. He will be there. The gates open at 5 p.m. Showtime 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. No ice chests allowed. Tickets are available at KeithFrank.com. Security strictly enforced. They're not playing around. So if you go to have go and give trouble, you will have trouble. DJ on the ones and twos, Digital DJ will be there, and Tio Choco. We'll also be making an appearance with Keith Frank tomorrow. So go out and enjoy yourself. If you want to have a good time, check it out. All right, let's continue with some more Zydeco music. Let's do some Chubby Carey.
Oh, we headed to the Wall Show Lounge. Down in Lautel, baby. On that Thursday night. We can do that old show. shuffle. Come on, everybody now. Come go with me to that offshore lounge. We're gonna do that offshore shuffle. Come on, everybody now. Come go with me, yeah, to the offshore lounge. Down in Lawtail, yeah, and do the offshore shuffle. Come on with me, baby. Y'all follow me to the offshore lounge. And do the offshore shuffle. You gonna be with me, boy? I know you wanna ride with me. Come on, we're going offshore. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna take a ride to that offshore lounge. And we can do that old offshore shuffle.
Get your drink!
for being with us this Saturday. We'll be back again next Saturday. We'll do it all over again. We do appreciate all that you do and what you've done. And Martin Luther King celebration is going to be going on tomorrow. So please be careful and educate your kids by letting them watch some Martin Luther King programs. Instead of just playing on their cell phone, let them watch a program, and then you can be able to explain to them how we got to where we are today. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Yep.
Hello, I'm JC. I'm the host of K-Pop Fever on 88.7 FM Radio. Join me for all the latest K-pop hits. I bring you more about groups, help you get to know what's up in the K-pop world, and just so much more. Join me on Mondays at midnight, and if you can't get to your radio, join me online. See you there. Annyeong!
On the next Chicago Symphony Orchestra broadcast, Riccardo Muti conducts two musical portraits of his native Italy. Mendelssohn's Italian symphony evokes the country's natural beauty from a German point of view, and Respighi's Roman Festivals is a sensual journey through the Eternal City. Next time with the CSO, I'm Lisa Simeone.
Monday nights at 9 on KRVS.
Support comes from the Vermilionville Museum and Folklife Park, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vermilionville also serves award-winning, authentic local cuisine at its restaurant from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road near the Lafayette Airport. The phone number is 337-233-4077. More information on their Facebook page and vermilionville.org.
Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Find the past episodes of your favorite KRVS programming on our website at krvs.org.
The Medicine Ball Caravan rolls every Monday through Thursday morning at 11 a.m. right here on KRVS or anytime at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.